Okay. One picture and we're history. That's what I'm afraid of.
Foundation, $11 million. To the Save the Pumas Foundation, $1.2 million. To the Patagonian Wasp Salvation Fund, $1.4 million. To the Dyslexic Dalmatians Foundation.
The hell with the livestock. Let the old stiff leave me.
I believe that what the bereaved is trying to express is that the sudden death of her only father has left a great gaping void in her bank, in her life, and Carrigan wonders what he has left her to fill it up with.
Let's see. Bobcats, owls, snakes, daughter Carrigan, Whipstaff Manor in Maine.
And?
And I'm late for lunch, so if you'll excuse me.
Are you trying to tell me that I just spent the last 2 days holding his clammy hand, waiting for him to kick, and all I get in return is one lousy piece of property?
No, it was lousy 50 years ago. Now it's condemned. Enjoy.
Wait a minute. This is not fair. I'll pin tight, and then I'm going to drag you and every one of those damn dolphins into court.
Knock yourself out.
This is all your fault, as usual, if you would have just forged the damn will.
Well, you know, Carrigan, this is condemned seafront property.
Dibs, don't you get it? Flipper got more money than me.
Carrigan, the deed's in there.
Ouch.
Buccaneers and buried gold, Whipstaff doth a treasure hold.
Treasure? Yips, you idiot, get it out. I knew that place was worth something. There's treasure in that house. And finally, I'm gonna get what I deserve.
Carrigan, I think I need a doctor.
Ah, oh, there's plenty of names.
So, what do you think?
I think you're gonna get away.
Hey! Boy! Wow, this place is fabulous. You could just do so much with it. I mean, it's a bit spooky.
Tibbs.
Hello?
Huh?
Who is it?
Who is it?
Afraid I can't answer that.
Why not?
Why not?
It's kind of hard to explain.
Is he the caretaker?
Are you the caretaker?
No.
Is he transient?
Is he a... Are you a transient?
No, not exactly.
Tell him to show himself.
Show yourself.
Here's the thing. If I do, don't scream, okay? I get that a lot.
Are you a burglar? I must warn you that I am armed. Hello?
Listen! Cut the crap, okay? If you don't show yourself right now, I'm going to have you arrested for trespassing.
Hey, okay. Jeez, calm down, lady.
Here it comes!
Hi, I'm Casper.
No, no, no. You shouldn't do that. Wait, wait.
So tell me, you have experience?
I have quite a bit of experience. Not, you know, like exactly doing it, but I've studied it. And I talk to people who have done it. I've seen the videos. And I feel very confident that with my knowledge, I could do it, no problem.
Then you can handle this.
It's no problem. It's like no problem whatsoever. Piece of cake, piece of crumb cake.
Go.
Oh, was it fine? Was no problem. Piece of cake.
Who are you gonna call?
Someone else.
What do we do now?
What do I usually do when something stands in my way?
Sure we're not going a tad overboard here?
Dibs, I have huffed and puffed. Now I want to rip this place down. I want my treasure. They can't want a pile of rubble, for Christ's sake.
People, please! Your sweaty male construction type, for Christ's sake! Dibs, do something!
Wants a friend.
Did you ever feel the way Priscilla Cow felt? That you'd like to be completely different? Almost everybody feels like that once in a while. But most of the time, I hope you can be glad to be yourself. That's really something to celebrate.
More on the Pentagon Playboys as the story unfolds. But now,
Step aside, Sigmund Freud. Jump back, Joyce Brothers. It's Dr. James Harvey, therapist to the dead. Are you depressed? Are you anxious? Are you lonely? Do you need someone to talk to? No problem, if you're a ghost.
You can call them ghosts, if you like, or as I prefer, the living impaired. But the bottom line is, they need help sometimes. Just like the rest of us.
After the sudden, unexpected death of his wife, Amelia, Dr. Harvey gave up conventional psychiatry, and some say conventional sanity. Now, along with his loner daughter, Kat, short for Kathy, Doc Harvey travels from town to town, searching for paranoid poltergeists, scared specters, the depressed, and the dead.
How do you feel about what your father does for a living?
Could you please not answer any questions?
Do you believe in ghosts? Have you ever seen one? Did your father ever hurt you in any way?
It's my father.
Could you just talk to us?
Look, it's the first day of school, and I'm sure I'm going to have homework, so could you please? Kerrigan!
What part don't you understand? No, not I ate fish. I hate fish. Don't you people have cows here? Listen, I have had a long and trying day. Do you think you could bring me a pint of Häagen-Dazs ice cream, rum raisin, and a Diet Pepsi? Think you can handle that? Now you want me to help. Fine.
Therapy, they can begin to process this pain. They can pack up their emotional baggage and they can move on.
My Harry passed away 5 years ago, but he was so miserable, his spirit wouldn't leave the apartment. So I called Dr. Harvey. He came over, and in a few weeks, Harry left, smiling.
The living impaired are known for haunting us. My question is, what's haunting them? It's a lack of resolution. Ghosts are simply spirits without resolution, with unfinished business. And it's my job to find out what that is.
And so Dr. James Harvey continues his work, dragging his daughter along for the ride. This week, they're in Santa Fe. But next week, who knows? Now, from the ghost shrink to shrinking...
Yes,
thaw,
I'm still here. Get me Santa Fe.
That's life, that's life, that's what all the people say. Riding high in April, got down in...
Oh, honey, I'm sorry about your cactus spooners.
Spooners?
Now, I don't care what they said, you are not demented. You're a picture of mental health.
They were talking about you. I mean, try explaining afterlife therapy to what junior high kids.
Hey. Some people go through life never questioning the norm. But you and I, we're doing something extraordinary with our lives.
No, we aren't doing anything. You're the one who's been packing up my stuff and moving me around the country. I mean, in 2 years, I have been to 9 different schools. I've eaten in 9 different cafeterias. I mean, I can't even remember anyone's name. For once, I would just like to be in one place long enough to make a friend.
Honey, you will. I mean, come on, we're moving to Friendship, Maine. Even I might make one.
Yeah, well, you better, Dad, because a single guy your age is more likely to become a bank hostage than to make new friends.
You sound like your mother.
You're not going to find her. Mom's not a ghost, Dad.
Oh, yes, she is. She has unfinished business.
There's no such thing as ghosts.
I'll tell you what.
You go with me this one last time. If I don't find what I'm looking for, then it's over. No more moving, no more ghost mining.
You promise?
promise.
Deal.
Deal.
Not so bad, huh?
You're Stephen King.
Dr. Harvey, hello. I'm Carrigan Crittenden, and this is Dibbs.
Hello. I'm a close personal friend.
And this is my daughter, Kat.
His close personal daughter.
So nice to meet you, Kat.
Very nice to meet you.
You have a beautiful daughter, Dr. Harvey.
Very beautiful.
I can't tell you how happy we are that you could come all the way to Whipstaff.
Very happy.
The both of us.
You're kind of hurting my face.
Sorry. Now, Dr. Harvey, exactly what kind of time frame are you looking at? Please tell me you're just going out and spraying my dad.
No. As with a traditional psychological cure, it can take weeks or even years.
Excuse me. You didn't just say the word years, did you?
It's conceivable.
No, it isn't. Days is conceivable. Weeks, maybe.
Possibly.
Months? No. Years? Forget it.
Forget it.
Tips, check. Get the bouquet. Now, time to Harvey. I will be watching you. Leave it to you.
Have a lovely night.
Disaster. Ugh. Yo! I'm Casper. Sup, give me four.
Oh, God, I'd kill for a pink.
See? That was easy.
Yeah. Penny should open now, but we ought to get a box of 20 amps in the morning.
Right, yeah. 20 should be fine.
All right. I'm gonna go find a room, Dad.
You gonna be all right alone?
Hey, if I'm not back in 10 days, send a search party.
Thank you.
stretch. Fatso. And stinky. Man, they had cool parents. Wonder where Doc and Dopey sleep.
Surprises yet?
Please. You're a dead place yet.
Oh, this is a nice room.
You're right. This place is a freak's holiday.
Oh.
Oh. Mom belongs over here.
Hey, how about if I help you unpack?
Why bother? We'll just be repacking in 2 weeks anyway, right? I'm kidding. This place is fine.
Good. Well, night, Bucket.
Night.
We're gonna be glad we came.
Do not think I'm as crazy as I thought you were. I promise.
No, but remember, ghosts can't hurt you, okay? They're simply spirits with unfinished business, all right? Let's just see about this ghost, all right? Come here. Yeah, check here. Oh, see? No ghost there. Check over here. Right? Oh! No, there's no ghost in there. We can even check from here. There. See?
Pleasure to meet you, sir. Dad, put me down! Thing!
walk, you know.
This is big.
Dad?
What?
We're in a closet.
Right. Now, I want you to stay in here, no matter what you hear, okay?
Okay. Wait. Dad, I'm sorry.
For what?
For not believing you? For thinking you were a total loser?
Oh, honey. Apologize later.
Run faster when we go down to Belmont.
Ear flicker.
Hey, guys!
Oh, look, it's Casper. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being fun and 1 being you. Yeah, we had fun. Get up there. Say, Bulbhead, why ain't you inside doing your chores?
Yeah, where's dinner? I'm starving. Look at me, I'm wasting away.
Relax out here, and tonight we'll eat al fresco.
Hey, sounds great. Who's that?
Say, short sheep, you wouldn't be trying to keep us out of the house, would you?
No.
I can see right through that bulbous little head of yours.
It's just such a lovely night. I thought we'd have fun just eating under the harvest moon.
Oh. Shine on, shine on, harvest moon. Harvest moon. Hey, Fatso, you smell something?
Yeah.
No, besides him. Huh?
No. No. Need to be afraid.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
I'd like to make contact with you, but just one little thing, please. Don't pop out from under a rug with your keel. No spooking. Let's get beyond that. I would like to approach you. Now, I'm coming in the room now. I'm in the room. Can you deal with that?
Mama, and all her bridge playing friends.
You think you got it tough? I got a facelift. There was one just like it underneath. Closet case here. Now we have Dr. James Harvey wearing smashing underwear.
Marky, he's not. You are good.
Oh,
stop. It's you.
Are we scary or what?
Yeah! Oh, and it looks as if we're going to go into sudden death overtime.
Anybody for a little shish kadok?
I am. Who do you think you are defiling my domicile, huh?
What the kings? Your therapist.
Dad? Are you okay?
Who went he's down for the count? The winner! By a clean stakeout!
Get back!
What the hell is that thing?
No. This sucks.
Dad, are you okay?
All right. Why don't we go regroup?
Now, man, who's that one?
Who do you think?
Who's got that pointy head in my...
That's not my head.
No, no, fellas, we're never in cuffs anymore.
What? But I'm a friendly ghost. You have to trust me. If you scream, you'll wake up my uncles, and they get awfully cranky. I'll let you go now, okay?
You're so cold.
Yeah, but it saves the heating, though.
Come on. It's okay.
I can see right through you. Kind of happens when you don't have any skin.
What are you made of?
Well, you know that tingling feeling when your foot falls asleep? I think I'm made of that.
Funny setup kind of makes me yak. No problem. So, can you go invisible?
That was easy. Fresh. Go ahead.
I've never done this before.
Me neither.
Can you hurt me?
No.
Can I hurt you?
No.
cool. Morning, Dr. Harvey. Some breakfast?
Yes.
Honey. You okay? Good.
How about a paper? New York Times, the Journal, Hong Kong Press?
Sure.
Come at you.
Well, I hope you're hungry.
Fleshies in the morning.
And intruders before us.
I was just...
Give me my meal!
Okay, okay.
I feel like Oprah on hiatus.
You look like Oprah on hiatus.
Can you please...
You know what the problem is? Casper's got no respect for us.
After all we've done for the little glowworm.
Yeah. Hey! What the hell do you think you're doing, Bulbhead? This floor used to be dirty enough to eat off of.
But we have company.
Oh, yeah? Well, company loves misery. Boom!
You guys are disgusting, obnoxious creeps.
Thank you.
I mean, what's your problem? You're just cleaning the floor.
Hey, shut up, skinbag.
Piss off.
Hey, guys.
Get a grade.
Honey.
Oh. School thing. You want to be late, so...
Drop it.
All right.
You'll have a lot of fun. I know you will.
All right, guys. We've obviously gotten off on the wrong foot here. Now, you know, and I know, that you really shouldn't be here. So, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go ahead and finish your meal, and you can meet in my office and start the process of crossing over.
What do you say?
Well, it's your hour.
Wait up!
Had that luck last year.
Thanks.
My name's Vic.
cat. Coming there?
Okay, gang, let's settle down. Put a lid on it. Okay, I've got a couple of announcements to make. First, the asbestos removal from the gym is taking a little longer than planned, so we're going to have to push back the Halloween dance just by a couple of months.
Well, as most of you know, my parents have finished the new boathouse, so I'm sure it'd be no problem having the party at my place.
Great. That's done. Secondly, we have a new student today. I'd like you all to meet Harvey Kathleen. Would you like to come up and say hi to everyone for a moment?
Harvey.
So, why don't you tell us something special about yourself, Kathleen?
Well, it's cat.
Wow.
And, well, I guess I just moved here with my dad from Santa Fe. And, friendship seems like a pretty friendly place.
So where are you guys living?
In outer space. No, with that. You've heard of it.
You actually live there?
Well, yeah, I mean, I know it looks kind of funky and stuff from the outside and everything, but, I mean, I don't know. Inside, it's kind of cool.
Well, yeah, if you drink blood.
Mr. Curtis, check this. We're dead for the Halloween dance, right? This girl has a seriously, seriously creepy house with room to spare.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I thought we were having the party in my place. Oh, okay, we'll take a vote. Whoever wants the party at my house, raise your hand.
Whipstaff?
Yeah!
Johns Hopkins University. Very impressive.
Very. Paul!
Ow!
Paul!
This one. Thank you, Governor.
Hey, what a dish, Doc. The little missus for half.
Hubba, hubba.
That's all, you animal.
Is she available, Doc?
She's my wife, Amelia. She's deceased.
Even better.
But we're not here to talk about me.
See? Now, don't you feel just awful?
I was just goofing.
Well, don't be goofing on Amelia. She's as nice a person as they come. She's always treated you right, huh, Stinky?
I got no complaints. She's always been an angel to me.
Wait a minute. What are you saying?
I'm saying she's a peach. None better. Why?
You've actually seen her.
What, you think I'm blind? Of course I've seen her. Who hasn't?
Well, you're not looking for her, are you, Doc?
Well, that's not really the focus of our sessions here, is it? But as long as you raise the issue, you wouldn't have a way of contacting others like yourselves, would you? I didn't think so.
Now, that's not generally allowed there, Doc. I mean, you gotta go through channels.
Yeah, paperwork.
Red tape.
A holy mess, you know what I'm saying? But for you, I don't know, maybe we could work something out. You keep that ghoul Crittenden off our backs, and I'd say we got a deal. Right, boys? Deal?
Deal.
Fatso, you know where Amelia floats. Go.
It's that easy, huh?
We got a ghost-to-ghost network.
We share haunting stories. We throw parties.
The parties are always pretty dead, though.
That was fast. I think it's for you, Doc.
Go.
Fresh air. So, did you ask your dad about the party?
Yeah. He, kind of hit the ceiling, but, think it's gonna be okay.
Cool. So, listen, if you're not hooked up with anybody else, you wanna, I don't know, wanna hang out with me at the party?
I'd love to.
Alright. Cool. Alright, see ya.
Well, did you ask her?
Yeah.
And she actually believed you?
It's really bites.
No, it's absolutely perfect.
Together. Pathfinder, I have a date. What's this Vic guy got that I don't, huh?
A pulse?
Big fleshy deal.
A tan.
Very bad for your skin. How about a reflection? Okay. But can he do this?
Come with me if you want to live.
Life doesn't matter that much anymore. So you forget. Sometimes I worry that I'm starting to forget.
Forget what?
My mom. Just certain things. The sound of her making breakfast downstairs. The way she put on her lipstick. So carefully. I do remember. She always used ivory soap. And when she'd hug me, I'd breathe her in so deep. And I remember, before I'd go to sleep, she'd whisper in my ear, stardust in the eyes, rosy cheeks, and a happy girl in the morning. Casper? If my mom's a ghost, did she forget about me?
No. She'd never forget you. Cat?
Mm-hmm.
If I were alive, would you go to the Halloween dance with me?
Mm-hmm.
Cat?
Mm-hmm. Close the window. It's cold. In your wallet. I was thinking maybe I could use it to buy this perfect costume I saw in a store downtown.
You always made your costume.
Well, Mom did.
Well, I think I could come up with something pretty good. Why don't we just roll you in aluminum foil and you could go as a leftover? Don't worry. You always look cute.
I don't want to look cute. Cute's like when you're 9 years old and you've got paper mache around your head. I want to look nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like date nice.
Really? Honey, you know, I think maybe it's time that we sat down.
It's a little late for that, Dad.
How late?
Oh, don't worry. Not that late.
Oh, good. You know that I would love to buy you everything that you wanted, but until Miss Crittenden pays me, that thing is pretty worthless.
Oh. Well, that's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm sure I can come up with something perfect for the party.
It's my party, and I'll die if I want to. Die if I want to.
Please, whatever you do, don't let those guys crash it.
Oh, no. I think they're actually getting to be quite focused now.
You will die, too, when it happens to you.
Big finish.
Oh, three more sugar.
Thank you. patient has finally arrived. Late again, I see. Could this be an expression of hostility, Doc?
It's your hour, Freud.
What? So silent? No pearls of wisdom today, Doc? Come on, Doc. Stay tough. Don't stop. Come on, Doc. Hang with us, homeboys. Hey, wait a second. Well, you ain't thinking about packing it in now, are you, Doc?
We're just starting to have fun.
It ain't often we need a bone bag as amusing as you. Boys, this is serious. I think the doc is having one of them fleshy breakdowns. Time for drastic measures.
You think we should break into a song?
No. I think it's time we gave the doc our own prescription.
But what about the party?
The party'll have to wait. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Gentlemen?
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
This is an outrage. This is appalling. You pay a man to get the ghost out of a house, and what does he do?
He gets the ghost out of the house.
Exactly.
It's about time. Look familiar?
I know this. I had five fingers. I remember. Get me the sled. He acted like I couldn't even have it, because I didn't know how to ride it. And then one morning, I came down for breakfast, and there it was, just for me, for no reason at all. I took it out, went sledding all day. My dad said that's enough, but I couldn't stop. I was having so much fun. Got late. Got dark. Cold. And I got sick. My dad got sad. What's it like to die? Like being born. Only backwards. I remember. I didn't go where I was supposed to go. Just stayed behind so my dad wouldn't be lonely.
Is that your dad?
Mm-hmm. McFadden claimed that he was haunted by the ghost of his dead son. And that he invented a machine to bring him back to life. The Lazarus.
Ooh.
I guess we'll have to take the long way.
Hurry up! Come on!
My dad hid it so no one can find it. I don't remember where it is. Oh, wait till you see it.
You got it!
Casper, no! Wall human?
Hey! Over here! Go ahead, sit down! I would hold on!
Why?
Inventor, but he had a little trouble getting going in the morning.
Didn't he ever hear of caffeine?
What is all this? My dad's lab.
Kind of a slob, wasn't he?
Down here, he could do whatever he wanted to. But no matter how busy he was, he would drop everything to play pirates with me. Man, we had so much fun. I need buccaneers and buried gold. We picked out those the treasure hold.
Come on. So where's this Lazarus thing?
You're looking at it.
Down there? That's useful.
I know there's a way to get it going. I just can't.
What about that?
That? Nah, that's the ball. Wait, it's gotta be this!
Thank you.
What is this?
Kill! That's what makes the whole thing work. Kind of an instant primordial soup mix. It's what brings Ghost back to life. Just enough for one. Pull the lever.
Which one?
I don't know. Try one.
Casper,
I'm gonna be alive.
Big oven to
You don't have to be scared of death anymore. One minute you'll be a ghost, next you're back on your feet, free to come and go as you please.
Hell, you could even fly through
walls. Thick walls.
Thick as steel.
Certainly could get to whatever's behind those walls.
Like a treasure, for example?
And snap, crackle, pop, you back alive and on your way to the Riviera.
If you were a ghost.
If you were. You would just...
So there you are.
Tragic waste. Except my favorite sunglasses.
Not so fast, little man. The bitch is back.
Miserable life ahead of him.
So we could do him a favor, put him out of his misery.
Yeah, hey, good idea. We've been the ghostly trio long enough. Time to make it a quartet.
Oh,
I just say something here?
Get a little personal.
Well, I just got to tell you. You guys remind me of what it's like to hang out with the boys. I mean, you are absolutely there for each other. I mean, you look life right in the face. You say, I'm a ghost. I don't need you. You know what? I'm going to tell that Miss Crichton Kitten. Crichton Kitten. Crap. I'm going to tell that lady. You aren't going anywhere. It's your house. You're haunting it. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
No!
Yes?
No!
Yes? Oh. I didn't think so at first, but...
You guys are great.
I love you. Guys.
Hey, okay.
What a sweetheart.
I can't croak him now.
Me neither. No way.
All right, boys. The night is young. We are going to clean out every bar this town has got.
We're going to booze it until we lose it. Come on! Come on! Come on! I think my ears just popped.
You mean my treasure.
Miss Crittenden?
In the flesh. Well, in a couple of minutes. Dib! What are you doing? There's no time to say.
Helping you, remember?
Remember what?
This!
You stole that. That's Casper.
Don't shoot me! Dib! The capsule now!
I'm coming, okay? Keep away from me!
Here! Jump in!
We're here.
Okay. Hi. Come on in. This is the room. Stay together. You'll be safe, and I'll be right back.
Amber, do we have to do this?
Hey, she wants a Halloween party. She's gonna get a Halloween party. Hey, that's my treasure!
Stay back! Keep away from me!
Casper!
Don't come near me, you spiteful spook! I'll knock you into the next world!
Come on, let's go.
Cooking, you blasted little worm, you!
Oh, Carrigan.
How kind of you to drop in. You know, if there's one thing I've learned from you, it's always kick 'em when they're down. And baby, you're 6 feet under. Oh, what a shame. Sorry, sweetheart. We're through.
I am not going to forget this, you ungrateful, lousy little worm, you.
Oh, you can horn me all you want, but it's going to be in a great, big, expensive house with lovely purple wallpaper and great big green carpets and a little dog called Carrigan. A bitch just like you. I got the power. I got the treasure.
And you have a flight to catch.
Huh? Any other tickets?
No. But aren't you forgetting something?
What?
Your unfinished business.
My what?
You know, unfinished business. All ghosts have unfinished business. That's why they don't cross over.
Unfinished business? I have no unfinished business. I have my treasure, my mansion. I have everything.
I'm just perfect.
Wait, wait. I lied. I have unfinished business. Lots of unfinished business. I'm not ready to cross over yet. Wait, you tricked me, you rotten little rat.
Your treasure?
Are you kidding? It's autographed by Duke Snyder, the Brooklyn Dodgers. My favorite player.
Casper, it's time.
He's just a little dead.
I'm free. I've never felt so good in my life. I can fly.
Rookie.
Stinky, you work with him.
Dad?
Yeah.
Hey, who's the girl?
Dad, it's me. It's Cat.
Cat. Cat? Cat Blue.
Catatonic. Catastrophic.
Griplock soup.
Flash flood alert.
Dad, don't you remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
No, no. No.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, what have I done? Oh, Cat, don't cry. Oh, please.
Come on, Dr. Harvey. You need this more than I do. Casper. This is the way it's gotta be.
Each other for a minute there. Bucket.
Your party's starting without you. Your date's probably waiting.
Maybe we should get going. Where are we?
Your party. Go do your thing. Go hang. Or chill. Chicken, or whatever you call it. I think you got a date out there.
Thanks, Dad. I hope no one saw that.
Hold still.
He's crying. Do you weigh anymore?
Shut up and get your head down. Oh my. Oh, you gotta see this. People are gonna freak.
Let me see. Cool.
Thank you.
That was a very noble thing you did tonight, Casper. I know Kat will never forget it. She needs her father. And I know yours will never forget it either. You fulfilled his greatest dream, Casper. And I know he is very, very proud of you. And for what you've done, I'm giving you your dream in return. But it's just for tonight. Sort of a Cinderella deal.
So I have until midnight?
10.
Hey, Cinderella got until midnight.
Cinderella wasn't 12 years old.
Every now and then, we find a special friend. Who never lets us down? Who understands it all? Reaches out each time we fall. You're the best friend that I've found. I know you can't stay. Go away. Your heart will stay. I'll make a wish for you and hope.
I told you I was a good dancer. Can I keep you? Casper?
James. It's all right. It's just me.
I thought I'd have 100 things to say.
Just say you know 3 crazy ghosts who kept their word. James, I know you've been searching for me. But there's something you have to understand. You and Kat loved me so well when I was alive that I have no unfinished business. Please don't let me be yours.
But Amelia,
James, Kat is growing up beautifully because of you.
No wonder I miss you so much.
Just a couple things, though. Don't pick up the extension every time she gets a phone call. French fries are not a breakfast food. And don't ask her to wear a t-shirt under
her bathing suit. I know. Daughter is
a teenager. Where I can watch over both of you until we're together again. Goodbye, James.
First party, huh?
Couldn't have been better.
It ain't over yet.
Boys!
Jump and play, and it's on me. The feeling is gone today.
loving you.